me tell you of the days of high adventure.
What's up, everybody? This is John.
And I'm Kevin.
And this is 6 Degrees of Schwarzenegger, the podcast where we take a long, hard look at some of our favorite action movies from the era of Arnold.
Schwarzenegger is the icon of the genre, and we're taking a deep dive into some of these 80s and 90s cult action movies and breaking them all the way down.
Friends.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back to the podcast. We're glad to have you with us. It's another beautiful Monday, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. Where are you?
Sure, could be.
I'm not sure. Yeah, we're excited to have you guys with us. We're on a nonstop action thrill ride right now.
I'm enjoying every minute of this bumpy ride.
Yeah, we're talking about True Lies.
Amazing. 1994 action classic, really.
James Cameron masterwork.
This was a movie that was in the twilight of the era of Arnold.
Really, truthfully.
Like, before CGI became everything.
Yep. Like, practical effects were still...
Practical effects, miniatures.
Oh, man. I missed that because it looks so much better.
Real stuntmen doing real stunts.
CG sucks.
I mean, I'm as big a Jurassic Park fan as anybody.
Right.
But it's
You were wearing
not,
a Jurassic Park shirt yesterday.
I was, but not everything about it has been great for the action genre.
No, I agree. I totally agree. But we're excited to have you guys with us. We're glad that you stick with us. We're thankful for you. We're grateful for you. We hope that you've poured a beverage. I need to get a beverage. I don't have one right now. What are you drinking?
What am I drinking? I'm drinking the...
That Old Forester?
I'm drinking Old Forester. I've never had it before.
Oh, man. It's a classic. If you have never had Old Forester, there's something wrong with you.
No, it drinks easy. It's reminding me of Four Roses a little bit, which is a solid but affordable bourbon.
It has been around a long time.
That's produced, what the label said, oldest bourbon?
Yeah, produced by the Brown-Forman Group out of Kentucky, and it's the only bourbon, I think the only bourbon, that was produced before, during, and after Prohibition. Like,
fuck, yeah.
You could get a doctor's note to drink Old Forester.
Because fuck the police.
Damn right. So I guess
that's Old Forester's position.
That's right, baby. We're going to tell you a little bit about, we're going to catch you up, get you up to speed on what's happened in this movie so far.
Yeah.
So Schwarzenegger's character, Harry Tasker, uses the full power of the Omega Sector to surveil Helen and Simon, played by Bill Paxton. Amazing.
R.I.P.
Who are followed to Simon's sad sack camper in the RV park outside D.C., thinking the two are making the sex. Harry, a SWAT team, and a helicopter all move in to intercept. They take Helen to interrogation, where she confesses that she was only interested in Simon because she felt she'd missed out in life, which is really sad, and also hits too close to home.
Aww.
And the attention and excitement made her feel alive and wanted and appreciated. Simon confesses to being pathetic and having a small dick. In an attempt to give Helen what she wants, Harry, and I guess that's true, he was just trying to give her a thrill. It's still shitty.
He's trying to throw her a bone.
Yeah. In an attempt to give her what she wanted, Harry plans a fake secret mission on which she'll pose as a hooker to gather information on an arms dealer played by Harry himself.
Yeah.
The mission must be accomplished if she wants to clear her name. After doing some sexy, wonderful dancing and smashing Harry over the head with a phone in a case of mistaken identity, terrorists burst into the room and take the Taskers captive.
Yeah.
And suddenly the movie has gone from action comedy to back to action movie.
We're back to the primary plot, I guess.
Right.
But with a solid mixture of the family plot.
Indeed.
Yeah, so the terrorists, they've got Harry and Helen. They're whisking them down into the bowels of the hotel.
Right.
Where they're put into a van. Then they're driven out to an airstrip where there's a private jet waiting alongside Juno Skinner. That's Tia Carrera. Looking good as hell.
So we already knew that she was in league with the bad guys, but now she's even in league with the kidnapping of the Tasker family.
Right. Why is she a part of this part of the plan?
so that the other bad guys don't have to get their hands dirty with it.
She's wearing this like turquoise sort of sexy
turquoise
business suit. Like, oh,
she's ravishing.
That did it for me, man.
Yeah.
So there's this weird like playful flirtiness between Harry and Juno when she walks up.
It's problematic. She's with asking his wife right there.
Yeah. She asks who this woman Helen is. Helen says she's Helen Tasker. She's Harry's wife.
Trying to give away his identity.
Yeah. Oh, Helen. But yeah, on the plane, Harry is telling Juno that this woman is just some crazy hooker.
I love it.
And please cut her loose and like, I'm the one you
just
want.
Just let her go.
Helen continues to tell Harry to tell the truth and to try to convince Harry to tell the truth. Like, Helen, come on. Like, have you not, she's not realized yet
that this, yeah,
that he's the spy and she's a pawn.
That's how bored she is with her life, that she thinks that like, that Harry's the one that right. just tell them
the truth. Yeah, Harry,
it's amazing.
Harry continues to insist that Helen is just a nobody. She's like a crazy, crazy hooker
right.
or whatever. And then Helen like takes her locket off
Jesus.
And is like, oh yeah, well then how did I get this? And like, it's got a picture of Helen and Harry in the locket.
I love that Juno is fascinated that Helen doesn't know about Harry's spy life, but why would she?
Why would Helen know?
Yeah. Why would she know?
Just cause shit, I guess.
Would she expect Harry to have told her, I guess?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I mean, I feel
right,
like...
What would you do if you were
if I was Harry?
Secret agent? Or like, if you were deep ops for CIA?
I don't think I would be able to try to keep up the lie 24/7.
Right.
So I feel like people who might do this in real life, I feel like their spouses know.
They have to know.
They might not know the particulars
of the
operations and stuff.
I agree.
I feel like if you're in the CIA, your spouse knows you work for the CIA. They don't think you work at fucking Crate and Barrel.
Yeah, I just don't understand like why, and it's all for service to the plot. I just don't understand. Yeah, why wouldn't years ago he have been like, look, this is what I do. Who's your daddy?
Once it comes time,
do you do?
Once it comes time to pop the question and get married, that's when you come clean about
Agreed.
What you're doing.
Agreed.
Your real job. She has a right to know.
That he does
a job where he could get killed.
Yeah, where his life's on
like,
the line.
Oh, yeah, I'm in software sales.
Right.
Cool. That's, like, kind of shitty.
Right.
But, yeah, Juno, as you say, is like, really, that's how interesting.
That's
She's
very
got
interesting.
The flight attendant or whatever, of course, with the tranquilizer gun.
Naturally, like, not a cocktail that you want.
Knocking those dudes out. Are those things real? The little gun-like apparatuses that tranquilize? It's in every fucking movie.
I'm sure. Oh, it has to be based on something. So I assume so, yeah.
It's easier than just coming out with a syringe.
Yeah.
But which I guess it's real, but I've never seen it in a like a medical setting. It's always in a spy setting.
Yeah, I can't recall ever having seen one either, even being in a hospital.
Yeah. Well, cut to, there's like heightened activity in a secret like tropical... base or whatever.
We're in the Florida Keys, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't know if we know yet as a viewer at this point, but yes, they're down deep in the Florida Keys.
As far south as south goes.
Helen and Harry are being whisked off the plane.
Right.
Aziz, our terrorist from earlier in the film, is there. He's like running the show.
Right.
There's these four massive like very impressive sort of.
They're those huge
statues.
Looking like Nebuchadnezzar, like half man, half sphinx looking thing.
Yeah.
Like
they're fucking
statues.
Radical.
They're huge.
I think that they make some reference about that. We call these the four horsemen.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, they've used these things to smuggle in four warheads inside of them.
So those were the four statues from the warehouse earlier in the movie, right? We think they're identical.
I don't recall if they were in the warehouse earlier
so
or not.
So what
yes.
I'm wondering is that these statues are supposed to be 2,500 years old. Number one, how did they get the warheads inside of them?
Right. My thought on this is either this doesn't make a lot of sense or maybe doesn't make any sense at all. Because are the statues real or are they fake?
That's what I'm saying, is that, like, did they destroy the originals for some reason and then made replicas with the warheads inside of them?
She's describing them to Harry
like they're real.
As if they're definitely real.
How did you get a warhead in it?
Right.
Are they hollow on the bottom?
If you hollowed out a real statue in order to put the warhead in, then you've already ruined them.
Right. And those things are not made out of a material that you can, like, drill into and put a bomb inside.
But when they start sort of ripping out the sides and jackhammering them out to get the warheads out, like, she looks genuinely pained by this.
So we are to assume that they're real. That's the take home, is that they're real and that they put missiles, or warheads rather.
So my takeaway is, they've already been ruined to get the warheads inside, so why is she now acting like it's painting her all over again?
I don't know. I mean, it's like ripping off a Band-Aid and there's a scab, and then you pick the scab and it still hurts. I don't know.
Maybe it's the seeing it happen
is
bad for her. But at any rate, they bring the warheads out of the statues.
Right.
Aziz asks Harry, like, don't you know what this is? And Harry starts like fucking with him. Yeah, it's like... Arnold's a funny dude.
He's got good timing. He's got good instincts.
He's like, yeah, I know what this is. This is an espresso machine.
No.
It's a snow cone maker. That's what it is.
Oh, Arnold. That's good stuff.
The dude's pissed. He's like, is it a water heater? The lines are good. Arnold's great.
Yeah, he is.
There's nothing I think that he can't do if he, like, you know, puts his mind to it.
Absolutely.
So Aziz is sort of ticked. He grabs Helen, he puts a gun to her head.
Right.
And says, basically, you guys have been brought here so that he can verify what these fucking things are, and you better hope that he knows what they are.
Right, and that Crimson Jihad is now a nuclear power.
That's right. So Helen, somehow, is still thinking he's just a computer salesman. He's like, but how? He's just a computer salesman, for God's sakes. And I noticed... One of the goons in the background I noticed was just prominently wearing one of these nipple exposing cut of tank tops, like Mad Dog from Over the Top.
Hot.
It was fucking distracting me.
Well, I didn't even notice it. So you got an eye for the nipple, my friend.
I can spot a nipple from a mile away.
A nipple. The nipple.
So Aziz, he pulls a knife, he puts it to Helen's throat. And then Harry gets serious.
Yeah.
And he identifies as a whatever.
It's a Soviet MIRV-6 from an SS-22N launch vehicle, Kevin.
Fuck yeah. Way to go, bro.
Helen is shocked at hearing. He's like, what? Why do you know this?
She starts crying.
Poor baby.
That does kind of suck.
Well, imagine your whole marriage is a sham.
Yeah. I can't.
For a lot of it.
I've been there.
Same.
But yeah. Harry says, what can I say? I'm a spy. And she just punches him.
She is justified in her wrath.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm like, I'm down with it. Juno was fucking thrilled to see this happen. She's like, oh my God.
She's like, am I going to be able to bang Harry? Maybe?
So we agree, I guess, Helen is fully justified.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. She's been lied to for at least 15 years.
I think
as old as their daughter's been alive, that's like, if you're not going to tell her the truth when you get married, tell her the truth when you have a kid.
That's why I feel like if you're the most covert spy in the world, I feel like you're justified.
You're not going to get married.
You can't tell her. Well, and I can see how you can't tell the specifics of what you do.
Right.
But you got to be allowed to tell your spouse that you are a spy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you're doing because they have to be able to, like, prepare, make arrangements.
Yeah. Like, it makes me curious how it is that they met and courted and everything like that. Like, I guess he just was instantly like, yeah, I'm a salesman.
Yeah. The cover was built in.
Found her out at the bar or something?
Maybe.
Interesting. All of it's interesting to me.
Yeah. I would be interested to see how the Taskers met. We need a prequel. True or Lies?
I don't know what it would be.
Half-truths, lies.
Half-truths. Oh, who knows what the fuck.
Yeah.
But so now they're doing that thing where they're, like, forcing someone on videotape to whatever, give propaganda.
Yeah, exactly.
So Harry is saying, like, Crimson Jihad has the means. They have a nuclear weapon. They have the means to detonate it. Then Aziz steps in, and he gives the fire and brimstone speech about what they want, which is basically they just want U.S. forces to get out of the Persian Gulf.
Right. Same.
So he says, what we're going to do is we're going to set off one of these nukes here on this island to show you that we're serious, but that also we're humanitarian and we don't want to kill people. We just want you to withdraw your troops.
Interesting.
Yeah, there have been more evil terrorists than this group.
Definitely. Crimson Jihad at least has their priority, I guess. We're still not condoning terrorism, by the way.
Now, he's like says, okay, and if our demands aren't met, we're going to nuke a different U.S. city each week until you guys comply. Aziz is like on fire. He's raving.
Like, yeah, he's like slavering.
And in this moment, the guy who's running the camcorder.
I love it. He's like sweating profusely and like nervously looking up because the battery thing is like flashing.
He's getting that low battery warning.
That low battery warning is flashing on the screen. That is such a great moment. It's such a good effect.
It's fucking hilarious.
It's an amazing touch because that's the kind of shit that you wonder anyway. It's like, what if, you know, Al Zarqawi or somebody was like giving a speech and it's like the camera goes dead. And it's like, what do you do in that situation? Fuck Al Zarqawi, by the way.
You don't see many movies like trying to strike this tone.
No.
Where the would-be terrorists are also sort of bumbling idiots.
They're human beings at the end of the day.
Yeah. Things happen. Yeah. Shit happens. But yeah, the dude is like, he sort of lowers the camcorder and Aziz asks, what are you doing? He's like, batteries, Aziz! And he's like, go get another one, you moron.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love it, dude.
I do too.
Now, as this is all happening, the bad guys find that tracker.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Which is almost, we had talked about earlier, that's almost the entire purpose of the Simon subplot, which is just to get a tracker in her purse.
I like that, yep.
But as a viewer, I feel like by this point, I'd forgotten that there was a tracker in her purse. And it's like, oh, thank goodness.
I'm looking at notes and I'd forgotten about it.
So Juno is like, nice transmitter.
Uh-huh.
What does she know about spycraft or what a transmitter looks like?
She's sort of part spy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I feel like she's an antiquities dealer. Like
she's both, man. She's as much an antiquities dealer as Harry is a computer salesman.
Yeah, sure. But now, in that moment, they cut back to Gibb and Backup are landing in Miami. Like, they're like,
they know exactly where Helen and Harry
are. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, in the Keys, they smash the transmitter, and Gibb and them lose track of the signal, but they sort of already know where they are.
Yeah, they have a general area, enough to go on.
Now, Harry and Helen are brought into another building where there's this super creepy-looking dude, like, is preparing to interrogate
Samir,
and torture.
Or whatever his name is. Samir.
He's laying out all his scalpels and like the dental-looking tools and
it's
shit
get
like
real.
That. Yeah. Does someone have the job of like making those torture devices, like weird-looking hooks and stuff, or do you think that all that's real?
I think it's all real medical equipment.
Okay. All right. I love, like, you gotta love a good melodramatic interrogation scene.
Oh, yeah.
This movie's had, like, three of them so far.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
That's true. A lot of this movie's interrogation scenes.
It's like, we're gonna shake you down. the tortured dude, like, injects Harry with some sort of truth serum, I guess.
It's creepy as shit. He's so creepy. The dude is creepy as fuck.
He looks like a fucking ghost or, like, a zombie or something. Yeah. Harry is asking Juno, like, why are you helping these guys? And she says she's strictly about the money.
Right.
Which I guess she is, but she seems to be in it to win it. Like, I mean, she doesn't need to be here.
No.
In the Keys. She could be back in D.C. or Switzerland or wherever she makes home. Juno implies to Helen that Harry and her have been having an affair. Which is like, that's dirty pool.
That's a big time low blow. I don't appreciate that.
Yeah, she's like,
all.
Did you tell her about us?
There is no us, you psychopathic bitch.
What was the word he said? I couldn't understand it through his accent.
Psychopathic.
Psychopathic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, he said something.
Yeah. There is no us. I love that though.
So yeah, Juno leaves. Harry is promising Helen that there's was nothing between
him and
Juno.
She, like, kisses him before she goes, and, like, Helen, like, winces and looks away. It's very, it's pathetic. It's really sad.
It's, like, and it's super shitty of Juno to do.
Yeah.
Especially when it's, like, not true. But it seems like the drugs, the truth serum, is beginning to take its effect
on this whole part of the movie I love.
Yeah?
When Harry's on the truth serum.
He's tripping balls, basically.
Yeah, big time. Big time.
Helen asks if the serum working, and he's like, yeah, ask me something I'd normally lie about. And she says, are we going to die?
Yep.
Like, with great timing.
Yep.
Well, I guess the timing is, it could be made in the edit room,
uh-huh.
or it could be that I believe Arnold has the comedy bone in his body.
I do, too.
So, yeah, he's saying, oh, they're going to shoot us, or they're going to torture us, they're going to leave us here for the bomb to kill. She's like, okay.
I got it. I'm good to go.
She asks how long he's been a spy. He says it's been 17 years, which I assume predates their relationship starting by maybe a little bit.
Maybe, yeah. I figure that the daughter is 15 or so.
If we're thinking they're both supposed to be around 40-ish,
uh-huh.
then that would be like kind of fresh out of college for him.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe he was military and then was recruited in or
right.
something. Although, I always wonder about Arnold in general. Because he's clearly not American.
Right.
Like, how it is that he winds up working for these American agencies.
That's a great question.
Maybe he was recruited in, whatever, East Germany
yeah, absolutely.
Or something like this.
That would have made sense. Yeah, like during the Cold War.
She asked, you know, have you ever killed anybody?
Yeah, but they were all bad.
You dug that line, right?
I love it.
He's like,
it's like convincing. He's like, yes, but they're all bad.
So, now, Aziz... back in the main warehouse,
right.
I guess. Aziz has Helen's wallet, or is it Harry? I'm not sure whose wallet it is.
Somebody's wallet.
He's got somebody's wallet, sees the picture of Helen and Harry and Dana.
Right.
So that at least plants the seed that, you know.
They have another card to play.
Right, he gets a bright idea, but I feel like there is a 100% chance that the Omega Sector would have scooped up Dana and put her someplace safe when mom and dad have been
abducted. In the real world, yes. But in a movie, she's okay. been home, like, ordering pizza. And
like wondering where mom and dad
making
are.
Making out with her boyfriend.
But not
and,
calling the police.
Right,
like, my mom and dad didn't ever come home.
Exactly, exactly.
It's strange. Now, back in the torture suite.
Samir has returned and is preparing to get moving on the whole torture thing.
Yeah, he's asking Harry, do you got anything to say before I begin? And Harry says, yeah, I'm going to kill you pretty soon.
Badass.
He asks why. And Harry describes in great detail. He's like, oh, I'm going to use you as human shield and kill this guy. Then I'll probably
I'm going to kill the guard with a Patterson Trocar, which
is that a real thing?
Yes, the screwdriver looking thing. And then maybe Samir's neck. It's an instrument used in cardiothoracic surgery that it's like used to drain fluid out of a body.
Ugh.
Just so that you can keep the cavity clear.
Yeah, he gives him all these details. The guy asks him, what makes you think you're going to be able to do all that?
You know my handcuffs?
Mm-hmm.
I picked them.
And he like shows, he reveals that he's like, free from
Ollie,
his cuffs.
Ollie, oxen free.
Yeah. And then he kills them both in the exact fashion
it's so
that he
awesome.
Described.
Patterson Trocar in the eye.
Ugh, in the eyeball.
Patterson Trocar sounds like a character in like a book.
Yeah.
Like a spy novel.
That's like a fucking something out of Bourne.
I'm Patterson Trocar.
It's hella sweet.
Yeah.
But how did he pick that lock?
He's a spy.
Did he have a thing? Did he have a little like a... A paperclip or a bobby pin, he probably
knows some sort of like pressure to apply at a certain part of a joint to get out of it. If
he
didn't have something to pick it with, like an implement.
He knows a way out of handcuffs.
Absolutely.
They teach you that in spy school.
Absolutely.
All right.
He's Omega Man.
I feel like I would have been a little more satisfied if they showed him with something.
Uh-huh.
Anything, a little splinter of metal or anything at all.
Right.
I don't know. I just felt like it was... But
it was convenient that he was just out of the handcuffs.
But it all happens so quickly that we're just on to. Because like the next guard who's outside hears a little commotion inside.
Right, he comes a-running.
Yeah, he comes running in. Harry kills him with a crowbar. Brutal kill.
Classic.
He like fucking just sticks the crowbar
like
up in his ribcage.
It's a stab-hook crowbar combo. It's like,
then he goes dragging him across the floor by the crowbar.
Being on the truth serum has done the bare minimum on his reflexes.
I feel like it's only affected his... Well, it seems like... Yeah, he gives a little bit like a, whoa, I'm kind of dizzy. And then that's the extent of it.
He's a machine. He's so well-trained.
On the other side of the compound, though, Crimson Jihad, they're all amped up and they're shooting their guns up in the air.
Right.
Which is actually like a clever plot device because it makes it where other gunshots elsewhere wouldn't be heard.
Right, exactly.
I love that. Because a few guards, they spot Harry and Helen sort of shimmying across the compound. They start shooting at them. Harry pops out and kills all three of them, like hand-to-hand combat style.
The machine gun strap neckbreaker thing was like that's a nifty move.
They are fucking great kills.
Yeah, they're
He stabs fantastic. The other two with their own knives. Like, he grabs one guy's arm and the other guy's arm and fucking stabs them both.
Amazing.
It's awesome. The dude who was doing all the combat, though, was clearly not Arnold.
Yeah.
I just like...
I forgive it.
I feel like in this day, in 2020, the actors trained to be able to do those combat sequences themselves.
Yeah.
Like a Keanu Reeves and a John Wick or something like that. It's not a...
But do you feel like once you get to like a certain age and you know you're doing all these movies and stuff, that like even then you don't maybe do some of them yourself?
I just feel like this is a different era, the 90s, where stunt doubles were the norm and that's what you're used to.
Right.
And the quality of the film, the crispness and the sharpness wasn't so great that you can tell that it's
not
the guy.
That's a great point, yeah.
To me, that's why there's not been a Blu-ray of this movie out yet, is that there's a lot of scenes where it's clearly not Arnold.
James Cameron wants to fix that shit.
Well, I just feel like, or he's like, you know what, if we remaster this in 4K and everything like that and put it out in the highest resolution possible, the bits where the movie's lacking
people
are going to be more
obvious.
People are
going to see the cracks in the
plaster. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So some more goons arrive.
Of course they do. That's what they do.
And Harry shoots them. Dude, that move where he's got like, he pops that board.
Yeah, steps up on the board to seesaw.
It springs the AK-47 up into his hands and
it's
he takes these out.
So badass.
That's fucking rad, dude.
I love it.
That is some hot ass shit. Now another guard grabs Helen and is holding her like a human shield. Harry drops the AK-47. And then whips around and shoots him with a pistol. That's a fucking risky move, dude.
He knew what was up.
He knows
again,
how to do
his
it.
His reflexes are intact.
He comes over.
Or no.
He comes over to Helen. He says, "Honey, next time, duck."
I love the little kiss.
And puts a kiss on
her. That's so sweet.
Is she turned on by this, or is she just terrified?
I think she's still like realizing what's going on. She's still like not sure of what's
trying
happening.
Trying to wrap her mind around the fact.
Well, because she's like, "I married Rambo."
She does. She says, "I married Rambo." That's a good line, and she is a funny lady.
She is a very funny lady.
Conveniently, all the celebratory gunfires prevented the bulk of Crimson Jihad from hearing the commotion elsewhere.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. These dudes, I feel like, have been firing continuously for 2 minutes.
They've wasted a lot of bullets.
They've been, like, emptying magazines, reloading, and shooting more.
Guns are fun. That's why I own my guns.
They're like,
shoot them like a toy.
They're like a toy. I need them for keeping feral hogs off my property.
Absolutely.
So I guess they are now, Helen and Harry have entered the area where the
like
rest of the guys
hangar.
Are.
Right.
But they're watching sort of from up on a catwalk off to the side.
Yep.
Aziz is arming the first warhead. He sets a timer on it for 90 minutes.
Right.
Harry looks at Helen and says, "Uh-oh." Like, there's no undoing this, is the impression that we get.
Right. That bomb is going off.
Aziz gives some orders to the dudes in Arabic. I love this. Harry is, like, translating for Helen.
He's excellent.
Like, he's, like, saying, "Oh, we're cool, we're badass, blah, 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 blah." They pour wet cement all over the warhead, which I guess just makes it where no one's ever going to get it out. But it's not going to have set before the bomb goes off.
No, I didn't understand that either. I'm sure that there's a reason
I guess it would make it just harder to get out. Maybe it does it damper the radiation in some way?
But the I mean
it's
I don't
only
know.
Under a foot or two of cement, so
yeah,
I wouldn't think
I,
it could do
I don't
that
even
much.
Know. I didn't even think about it. I mean, I wondered about it, but I was like, I don't know why they're doing this.
So Helen is noticing because they start loading, I guess, the other warheads onto trucks.
Right.
And Helen's wondering, like, why do we have trucks if we're on an island? So Harry theorizes, well, we must be down
in
the Florida
Keys.
There's a highway that connects back to the mainland.
Right.
Helen is, like, fully involved now, which is great.
Yeah.
She's like, well, if that's the case, there's nothing to keep them from getting anywhere in the country. And Harry says, just us. And hands her the little handheld.
Here,
like,
honey.
The handheld machine gun.
Here's your Uzi.
Right.
All right, real talk.
He's like, just point it and shoot it.
Real talk. Let's get serious for a moment.
Bring it.
How do you feel about the prospect or likelihood that you and I will see the detonation of a warhead or a dirty bomb on U.S. soil in our lifetime?
Ooh. I don't know how much longer I'm going to live, but I feel like, I don't know, do you think nukes is still what people would like to use?
I think that a dirty bomb is plausible. I don't necessarily think that a missile with a warhead on it is plausible, but I think that...
That seems doubtful, but terrorists want to do some shit, for sure.
I haven't
thought about dirty bombs in a while.
I think that it was the very last season of 24 where a dirty bomb gets detonated in the episode.
Yeah.
It's like the first nuclear attack on America. And I started thinking, I was like, I wonder if there will be, and this has been years ago, and I wonder if it seems to me likely, scary, but possible, that you and I would see a mushroom cloud on U.S. soil.
Man. I haven't thought about it in a while.
Yeah.
I feel like America's, in some ways, lost a little luster.
What
as
do you
far
mean?
As being like the, as far as being the target. Like,
but we
also have troops all over the place.
Yeah.
With our hands in a lot of different people's business.
Right.
So, yeah. I'm sure there are people who would like to make that happen.
Yeah. I don't know.
I hate to say over the next 50 years, 50-50 chance.
Yeah. I would say that's exactly what it is.
Ooh, that's scary, man.
Isn't it? Anyway, we can continue on.
Bro.
I'm just wondering, you know, watching this movie, I was like, this. Now it doesn't seem far-fetched anymore.
I was wondering, though, so they snuck in the warheads inside the statues. That I get.
Right.
There's like a little mini army of terrorists. I was wondering how they all got into the country. But if you have this
from
secret,
Cuba or Mexico, Kevin.
Oh, I'm thinking if you had an island in the Keys, you probably could smuggle
just
them into
come
Cuba.
By boat.
Are there, do you think there's constant Coast Guard, like a blockade set up sort of between Cuba and America, like where any boat that might be coming back and forth we're aware of?
I don't know. I still feel like people probably make it from Cuba to America with pretty...
On rafts and
shit?
Yeah,
with frequency on rafts and stuff.
Could be. So Crimson Jihad, they're loading those warheads onto the trucks.
Right, multiple trucks.
Harry slides down the rope in that coolest fashion possible, like head first. He's sliding down the rope.
Like Spider-Man.
Fucking rad ass. He breaks the one dude's neck or something like that. It's incredible.
Yeah, he kills another guy and like grabs an AK.
Yes. He produces a grenade from...
Must have
a grenade
on
materializes.
Guy.
You just don't question where the grenade comes
Similar
from.
Similar to how he... broke out of his handcuffs. He also has a grenade, and I'm okay with it.
He seems to be in a warehouse full of weapons, so there could be a crate of grenades.
Him having a grenade, having just killed a couple of guys, doesn't make... I'm fine with that. That makes sense to me.
Yeah. So he sort of... He chucks that grenade into the midst of all the men, and then starts shooting up some dudes, and it's like all hell breaks loose in there.
Yeah, he's like... He like tosses it right next to the barrels full of flammable liquid that bad guys always leave sitting around. We're going to chill next to these barrels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's like shooting
Isn't
out
that video
lights.
Game shit? There's just always barrels around.
Yes, flammable barrels. like explosives.
Yes. I want to play more Street Fighter once we're done with this.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
I want my hand.
I'm here for it.
We're talking about NES 16-bit Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Anywho. Sorry.
No, Super NES.
Fucking video games are rad.
They are very rad. I have to show you some like Red Dead Redemption and stuff.
Yeah,
I've
capped off on my video game consumption.
Oh man, it's bad. Like video games now, it's ascended to an art form that's similar to like just reading a book
really?
Or watching a movie.
Yeah, it's like a choose your own adventure type
sometimes,
thing.
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
It's very interesting. Video games are very, very interesting.
I'm glad you kept the dream alive.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I haven't played a video game since May. But I own them because I have so many other things like reading and watching movies that I like to do.
Yeah, I invest my time and money elsewhere, I guess.
Plus, well, I mean, I own what? I'm looking over there. I see like 5 video games for the PlayStation.
I like the nostalgia games like Sonic the fucking Hedgehog.
Mega Man.
Is that what you just said?
Mega Man. Super Mario Bros.
What up, bruh? Hold on. There was a movie we were talking about a second ago.
What was it?
True Lies. So, all hell's broken loose there in the warehouse.
Yeah, it has.
Other goons are just coming out of the woodwork. Harry screams at Helen for... Some guys grabbed Harry, right? He's got him in a chokehold.
Right.
Other guys are pouring into the place. Harry screams at Helen to shoot him.
Come on, Helen!
She whips that gun out. It's like the big hero music swells.
Yes.
She pulls the trigger, and she just immediately, like, the gun jumps out of her hand.
Yeah, like, kicks on her and, like, falls out of her hands. It falls down the stairs, like, end over end.
But it's still going off as it rolls down the stairs, and it just is killing all of the approaching men.
A happy accident. How fortunate.
This thing had a very light trigger pull.
Yeah.
But,
well, I feel like an Uzi does.
As just a plot device and amusement in a film, it was an incredible moment.
And I love that he's still, like, drugged, and he's amazed at their good fortune, and she gives, like, an embarrassed, like, thumbs up.
Like, he's diving out of the way, him and his guy who had him in the chokehold, he lets him go, and they're both scrambling.
I love that he's still just loopy from the drugs,
yeah,
too.
She gives that. She does give that sort of, like, embarrassed thumbs up. It's awesome. Even more goons start to arrive. Harry's taking those guys out. He pops back out. Dude, when he exits the hangar or whatever it is, he's got the little submachine gun in both hands.
In both hands.
He's got his arms sort of crossed at the wrist and is just gunning dudes down. That shit's awesome,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Arnold's at the top of his game.
So Harry gets sort of pinned down next to this fuel tanker.
Of course.
Yeah, that's when he decides, you know what, I'm going to take this gas pump and light this bitch up and make it into sort of an improvised,
like,
flamethrower.
Shooting flames everywhere, killing guys.
That was amazing.
That effect looks killer.
I assume it was, for the most part, practical.
Yeah, it had to have been with the flames.
It probably wasn't Arnold holding the thing, but no. This thing was shooting flames like 40, 50 feet.
It looks
dudes,
amazing.
Dudes, stuntmen are on fire running around. It's fucking awesome, bro. Aziz is watching all this happen. He grabs, like, a bazooka or something out of a crate.
Yeah, he decides he's going to wade into the fray, finally.
He shoots it at the tanker. Good,
right.
Smart move on his part. Harry goes diving off the dock into the water.
Just ahead of the flames.
That's a fucking iconic shot,
it
I
is.
Feel like.
It is.
And when he's swimming, the underwater shot of, like, the flames above. And
well, it's
he's
like the
in
shot.
Water.
The shot is awesome, and then there's this pullout with the chopper in the foreground and the explosion on the ground. It's so cool.
That's a very, like, James Cameron shot. The similar things in T2 when the Cyberdyne building is under attack and,
yes,
like, the helicopter SWAT team is like, we got a war zone down here. It was like that wide angle shot of the destruction.
Yes.
Fucking rad James Cameron iconic moment.
Very much so. I like the little Aziz fist pump.
Yes.
To Harry's certain death.
Yes.
What a dork.
Aziz is, like, the only competent bad guy.
Yeah.
In this movie.
Yeah.
Every other one's like a bumbling stooge.
Yeah, but I feel like that's par for the course in movies like this. It's like, if you want a job done right, you got to do it yourself, baby.
Totally. So Helen has watched all this happen, and she's in shock.
Right.
And we see Juno sort of has a gun to her head now
and
takes
her
hostage. Right. Juno is sort of gloating over the death of Harry. She's like, oh, my condolences to the widow.
And why you got to be a bitch?
I don't know, but Helen delivers an epic slap to her face with the, I think she's got that.
Oh, that's
wearing
right. She
her
scratches
ring.
Her face.
Yeah, she's got a big cut on her face. Do you think that leaves a scar?
Oh, yeah. That's like a big diamond scratch down your face,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, a deep cut.
You're going to need to put Neosporin on that quick if you don't want a scar.
Juno's so mad, she's going to straight kill her.
Right.
Like she, and Aziza arrives and sort of grabs the gun and raises it up as it's going off.
Yeah, I didn't know that she had it in her necessarily to kill, but it sure looks like she does.
I think she's super mad because she's going to have a scar on her face now. And she's like
a
pretty lady.
Exactly.
She's like, I've been maimed.
Right. Disfigured.
I'm hideous
like,
now.
Will kill someone. Yeah.
Yeah, but Aziz is like, nah, we need her alive.
Elsewhere, we see Harry's head pops above the surface of the water.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, can see from a distance that Juno has got Helen being put into the limo.
Uh-huh.
And there's two trucks driving off with warheads in the trucks.
Right.
And meanwhile,
followed
a helicopter.
By a bread van and a
lamp. Yeah, I love the bread van. That's what it is.
Makes
I looked
me
up, what is that? It's a bread van.
Yeah.
It's like that van that's not a box truck. It's like a big... Yeah, it's a bread van.
And I'm hungry now.
You want those carbs?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, so there's two trucks with warheads driving off, followed by a bread van, and then the limo is bringing up the rear. Now a helicopter drops down and lands. Aziz hops in
that shot is so cool.
Yeah.
The cool shot, it's like a Aziz standing silhouetted against the flames and carnage.
When we were watching, you were like, why are they leaving Aziz behind? And then the helicopter lowers down, and it's
like,
they got a plan.
Yeah.
It is rad. He straddles the warhead. It's like a phallic thing.
Very much so.
So the bad guys have won this round.
It's like Empire.
Yeah. But we've got one more chapter to go, don't we?
Will they win the war? Yes.
Time will tell.
Their bomb's going to go off and Florida's going to be destroyed.
One bomb's going to go off for certain.
All of them. They're going to blow up Florida.
Oh, shit. So
if we don't need Florida anyway.
If you want to know what's going to happen next, you're going to have to tune in next week. Yep, that's
How
right.
How dare you?
We'll be back to bring you home with the final chapter of our breakdown of True Lies here on 6 Degrees of Schwarzenegger.